Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we welcome you and we give you this time. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing today, for all that you've done, for saving us, for coming to the earth, for dying for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. I believe with those listening for their needs and also, most of all, that they will receive their amount of daily bread, their amount of Jesus Christ that you have for them today. Amen. I want to continue the series about the Holy Spirit. And the overall series is the glory of the Lord. Remember, the answer is the glorious presence of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Man was born to, the chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with God. Yes, that is true. That is revealed in the Bible. Man was born to fellowship. Anyone who makes it to heaven, those who make it to heaven, whose names are in the book of life, will fellowship with him forever in glory with the Father, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's a powerful revelation of God's nature and the revelation that he flows out in unceasing love. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Amen. The previous two messages were about the feasts of Israel and how they revealed Jesus, and specifically about Pentecost, which is this weekend. And let's remember, all these wonderful teachings reveal Jesus the Christ and reveal the only true God and how and his plan for the world. And you may wonder, you know, why am I focusing on these main points? I mean, this is the answer, the very heart of it. If someone just listened to one thing that I say in this podcast, the answer is the presence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is, at the very heart, Jesus Christ. And it's knowing him. What a glorious opportunity. That's the greatest thing a human being could ever do, is fellowship with him. I mean, that's, you understand, his presence and glory is beyond words. For all eternity, saints in heaven will not be able to put him into words, even for all eternity. And so, an example is that we live this. We become living epistles, temples of the Holy Spirit, partakers of the divine nature. It's simple, children of God. But we have the unspeakable privilege of living it. And yes, if he leads us to, we should try to put it into words. And we should follow him and do what he tells us to do. Amen. Just it's reasonable. It's not that's a different subject within this glorious most holy faith. What I'm referring to is even in the Beatitudes, you see a progression of knowing God. Jesus reveals that in the Beatitudes is really his first main teaching. And you notice at the end, he says, blessed are the peacemakers. When someone knows, is saved, they will naturally tell other people. And then they'll be persecuted, is what Jesus said. So anyway, back to the main point. the glory of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is God Almighty. His presence, the most wonderful, most beautiful presence. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person. I mean, when someone meets him in this way, they will just naturally do everything that he wants them to do. And it's a privilege. I want to emphasize the celebration. This glorious celebration of the only true God and his son, Jesus Christ, who reveals the only true God. Everything about Jesus reveals God. Everything. Like, it's so wonderful to, you know, if we're down, if we're, things aren't going well, his presence is the answer. Jesus is the answer, of course. And it's all about going deeper with him and then experiencing his presence. And then you realize how he gets more wonderful and more glorious and more awesome and more. It's just from glory to glory. And that's how we know him and walk with him and become living epistles, is that he empowers us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, his presence and glory. Amen. Amen. But I want to focus on the main thing, the most important thing, the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. Everything about our most holy faith is, of course, extremely important for every person on the earth. A person's eternal destiny depends on it, right? Whether or not they are in the book of life or not. You know, we could start with salvation. That decision for a person in the world, I truly believe it's the absolute most important decision in a person's life. Like, nothing else even matters, because their eternity is at stake. So even for every person on the world, when I say our most holy faith, I'm speaking about Jesus Christ. If someone never hears the gospel, it's simply humbling themselves before the only true God directly. So for every person, it's the most important thing. Now let's look at believers. The most important thing for us is the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Having that relationship, going into the second phase, the third phase, the fourth phase. There's four phases of knowing God. If someone only stays in the first phase, they won't, Jesus explained, they can see the kingdom, but they haven't entered it. That's what Jesus said. That's in John 3. They will not, they're not born of the Holy Spirit, so they won't be able to really walk with God, basically. I mean, they're saved, but I know that's an extreme statement. I don't want to be controversial, but a great man of God said that someone will just get very bored if they're only born again. They just don't understand his glory, his presence. That's the answer for a believer to be able to walk with God and to do all the things he wants us to do, and to do the works. That right there in Revelation, it's very serious. I was just listening to it on CD, audio, that we'll be judged by our works. I mean, that's serious. I don't want to be harsh, but I want to shake us up, you know, and get us, build hunger, as I've said before, and anyone who will listen, and present the answers. I want to present what's the answer. And it is simple. It's the glorious presence of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. This glorious, so wonderful, that when someone meets him in that way, they're just, everything works. Everything clicks. Everything's right. a great man of God said the anointing, he said it with emphasis, the anointing solves everything. Amen. Someone may listen to these podcasts. They may criticize or say, you know, oh, you're saying the same things. And you know, that's okay. I don't mind. I want to proclaim the gospel in as many ways as possible. But to get the positive message out, this, you know, we all miss it. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all, just think of the tragedy that 70% of people are not saved. Talk about missing it. I mean, Reinhard Bonnke spoke so strongly in a meeting that I've listened to the audio of. I mean, he said your eternal destiny depends on this. This is serious. And that's an example of how we miss it. Believers miss it. We all miss it. It's so disappointing. And I want to judge myself, not that we have not focused on the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus, as much as we should. That a great woman of God said, our greatest sin is if we ignore Him, the Holy Spirit. And we see this. We just go to churches in your city and it will be religion. Reinhard Bonnke said, you must come out of dead religion. And when we do, we find the glorious Lord Jesus. So wonderful. You know, if you're listening to this, please check out a website called jesus-loves.org. Our ministry has put this together. I'm so blessed when I realize all that Jesus the Christ, everything about Him reveals the only true God. We, you know, just about everyone on the earth knows how wonderful Jesus is. I mean, to think that Jesus Christ as a man on the earth, the things, His ministry, the 3 years of the most wonderful things a human being could ever do, healing all, delivering people, compassionate to anyone who came in humility, forgiving people, the miracles He performed, the raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, literally, hearing to the deaf, healing diseases, infirmities, the miracles, you know, walking on the water, feeding 20,000 people with a few pieces of bread and two fish or small, calming the storm, you know, the miracles, the dying for the world, being raised from the dead, ascending to heaven, and He's the same today. Jesus is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. And everything about Him reveals the Father, reveals the only true God. Here's a way we've missed it. We have thought that God was different. Well, Jesus reveals Him fully. In fact, Jesus Christ is God. He said, before Abraham was, I am. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Why? Because God loves the world and wants people to make it to heaven. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. And well, how can that, people may say, well, why is it like that? Why is this set up? Because God loves the world and wants that unbeliever who's wondering, God wants them to be saved and make it to heaven. The blessings that He offers on the earth beyond comprehension. Everything that a human being wants, needs, desires, longs for, hopes for, dream of, is found in Jesus Christ, in His presence and glory, period. Like, that's when someone, that's, let me finish with that. But I want to emphasize that. People may say, well, wait, how is it that that what you said is just true? That everything a human being was, all those things and everything that a human being was created for is found in Jesus. It's His presence and glory, the presence of God, the glory of the Lord does that. He's so wonderful. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. His presence on the 1 to 10 scale is infinity. Now, we say that because he's the treasure and the gift of God. He is the... He's beyond words, is basically, in this short message, here I am trying to explain the glory of the Lord that's even for all eternity. People will not be able to actually put Him, He will be beyond words. I know I keep saying that, but that's the answer. And I'm saying this and continuing to focus on it. Here's one of the reasons. There's so much dead religion and so many things that distract us from the treasure, from the presence of Jesus. So many things. I mean, Jesus spoke about that. Jesus, in the foundational parable, actually. Did you know that there's 46 parables, is what experts say? And there's one that's the foundational, and that's the parable of the sower. And so that is recommended reading. And Jesus gave that parable. Then He explained it very clearly. He said the sower is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. And the seed is the Word of God. And it goes into four places. And three places didn't bear any fruit. One place did, where the seeds went, and it 30, 60, 100-fold. But He said, the cares, riches, and pleasures. We see that in people that we know. We see that in our own life, that those things keep us from the very, very, you know, doing what God's will and being in that good ground. How do we do that? Through the presence and the glory of God. That's the answer. It would be better for someone to just go ahead and do ministry, even if they don't actually have the presence of Jesus. At least they're trying, and at least they're doing something. And even if there's no results, you know, if you see somebody preaching on the street and maybe there's no results, at least they're trying. But at the same time, every one of us can seek the Lord and find that, get that glory. That's the treasure that's hidden in a field. And actually, I reread that parable again, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. So He actually, now I don't want to be micromanage that parable, but it's not a treasure, it's treasure basically. Well, that treasure and the gift of God, Jesus Christ, is an eternal, never-ending, infinite treasure. Okay, and by that I mean, here's what's so wonderful, and Jesus spoke about this. If someone can just get saved, they're in the Book of Life. For eternity, they will be in the glory of God and the presence of Jesus for eternity. Let's think about that. Eternity. That's a never-ending treasure. A vast, not just vast, an infinite eternal treasure for all eternity. They will live forever in glory and never die. That's what humans were created for. But he offers that on the earth. Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. That's so glorious that he used, that's his most frequent topic and subject, the kingdom. And I've come to the conclusion, people may say, what is the kingdom? And my conclusion is, it will take all eternity for that to be revealed. The only true God and his Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are an eternal revelation. Summing up, that's why I'm wanted to emphasize, it's not just a treasure in a field. It's an infinite, eternal, never-ending treasure. And that's the presence of Jesus. That's literally God himself. Amen. What a glorious opportunity. This is so wonderful to think that, and again, let's look at it in our lives, to think that the only true God has given his Son, Jesus Christ, who is always, who Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, blesses, gives. He gives and gives. He gives. I mean, just that topic, we're trying to put together some content about that subject, Jesus gives. It's such a vast subject. It's just incredible. He gives eternal life. He gives himself. And remember, we could substitute the Father's name for when we say Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus gives eternal life. I just saw and heard in Revelation, it says, to him who is thirsty, I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely. There's that give again. It goes on and on. I mean, I'm telling you, if you read the Bible and look for how give, I mean, you will begin, the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal to you, this is incredible. Like, it just permeates the whole Bible and the whole message of the gospel. For God so loved the world, he gave his Son. John chapter 17 is a chapter where it's so many times that like, it's just awesome. So that one thing Jesus gives. Remember Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, think how much more your Heavenly Father will give gifts, good gifts to those who ask him. He said, do not fear, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of, again, that's a fun, glorious area to realize, and just so wonderful. And that list of all the things Jesus does, it's just so awesome. He baptizes, he anoints, he helps, he comforts, he sets free. Amen. He speaks, he leads, he guides, he's the good shepherd, he's the bread of life. I want to finish with this. The presence of Jesus. How can we experience his presence and glory on a day-to-day basis? It's very simple. Go directly to him. Seek him till you find him. When you do, if someone does that, they'll find him. Jeremiah 29 says, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. And he is, you know, that famous scripture, he's a jealous God. Some translations translations say zealous. You know, he's our everything. And so he wants us to make him our everything. He wants Jesus, the first commandment is that. And then the second one's like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Have good standing with all people. And there's unlimited potential and possibilities with that. And it, I was going to say this earlier. We think about how wonderful when Jesus was a man on the earth, how wonderful his ministry was. Well, we have the same Holy Spirit. That's why we can do ministry. That's why we can from us, when we find him, he will flow out in unceasing love to those around us in what God calls us to do. Amen. And so the greatest thing, the anointing, which is the presence of Jesus, which automatically accomplishes these wonderful things. You know, salvation, deliverance, healing, so many things. People think, well, how can I do those things? Through the presence of Jesus, through the glory of the Lord, the anointing. That's how. It's not us at all. We just furnish the vessel. Amen. And what a glorious privilege. Thanks for listening. Please do check out the messages about the Feast of Israel. Great teaching from Jeff Adams. And please do visit our websites, our main website, wonderreality.org. Lots of content there. We've created about 6 or 7 other websites. Please go to those. Please tell people. I want to give a shout out. We just checked a few of the stats of the visitors with these websites just yesterday. People from various many parts of the USA, in Europe, in Germany, the UK, in London, Sweden, Copenhagen, Denmark, in numerous visitors from the Far East, from China, from Shanghai, from Singapore, from Bangkok, Thailand. I didn't mention Canada, Montreal, in the U.S., from New York to Washington, New York, Washington, D.C., to the West Coast, Seattle, Los Angeles, Arizona, all the way to the South, Georgia, the Midwest, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago. The only place I've really put these, that we have put these websites, it's on our main website, the link, and then in the podcast. But we're not promoting them. I mean, people are finding these. Join us in reaching people. Please pray for us. We need your financial support. I want to emphasize, for just $15, $20, we can get a website up for the world to see, and you can play a part in that. I mean, if you come up with an idea of a domain, okay, our ministry can do this. So email us at hello@wonderreality.org. This could be your ministry. You could partner with us. What a great opportunity. If you've ever wanted to reach the world in efficiently, this is a way to do it. We can get it up in one day. And people can find it and be blessed. And I want to apologize. We have put up a website, JesusChristHeals.com, with dashes between the words, and we only had the home page up with content, which was good content, but the other pages were not presented yet. We probably released that link too early, but we had more than 400 page visits on that one website, but it had just been up that first day. So I want to apologize if anyone went. We have put the content on that site. It's up and ready. It's available. It's live. So we basically learned from that. We're going to try not to put up a website until it is filled in with the content we feel that we want to get there. We want to get it to the point that it's where we want it before we release the link and to the public. But glory to God, blessings to you. Thank you for listening.